What's up, guys? You are listening to a very exciting episode of Mouse Park Insider.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination?
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
The wheels may be needing a little work.
Dead men tell no tales.
Here for the big race, huh? It's gonna be fun!
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I feel like it's been so long since our last recording because we've had so much like Disney interactions, things, news coming out.
That affects us.
Us trying to get tickets. Yeah, and finally, like, something that affects us California Disneyland locals. It's been so long. Like, as you guys know, we started this podcast like 2 months before the whole pandemic started.
Great and, timing.
Like, this whole thing was supposed to be able to like share Disney experiences with you and things like that, and we haven't been able to. And now it looks like we're gonna be able to soon.
We're about to be able to. This has been What a week. That's all I can say.
Like, this weekend was actually kind of exhausting.
Yeah, like, I'm tired.
We were pretty relaxed this weekend just because of everything that kept happening. So we will get into that. But first, let's just get through the Disney World news because we have a very exciting Disneyland episode for you guys.
Yes.
Flower and Garden Festival.
It's up and running.
It's going.
Yep.
It looks great. Looks awesome.
Wish we were there, but we're not.
Yeah, we're not there. We were actually thinking about planning a Disney World trip pretty soon.
We were actively looking into like a late May, mid-May trip since I will be fully vaccinated and Tony expects he'll probably be fully vaccinated by then.
Yeah, I expect. But and then we got the news that Disneyland was opening and we're like, nope, we're not going to Disney
World. Cancel
that. Yeah, like, as much as we love Disney World, we really do. We love Disneyland just as much, and, you know, that's what we're missing. And I think we were trying to plan this last-minute Disney World trip to, like, get our Disney feel.
Yeah, but before we go too much into Disneyland, because that was supposed to be our big, like, hurrah!
Oh, it is. It is. Okay.
There's one more piece of news for Walt Disney World before we shove it aside.
So we got a first look at the new Polynesian rooms, the Moana-themed rooms.
I think they look great.
Yeah, they look really cool. They exceeded my expectations. They have the Moana theme, but like they still have like a nice classic.
Like, you feel very, you know, Polynesian.
What's it called? Deluxe.
Yes.
The deluxe resort.
Yeah.
You still have that nice deluxe resort feel.
I personally really love the wallpaper that like you actually have to look at it to realize, oh, that's Maui on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see him in the wallpaper, but it's not like so blatantly obvious that it's like, here's a photo of Maui for you to sleep next to. It's like, no, he's just kind of incorporated into the wallpaper. I think it looks very classy, very nice. And I'm a fan. Two thumbs up, Polynesian.
Yeah, definitely. And Polynesian obviously is always a favorite resort. We haven't stayed there, but you know, so many of you guys have stayed there and it always looks like an awesome time. I hope one day we can like rent some points and stay there and check it out for ourselves. But anyways, I think the starting July, all the Moana room themed rooms will be for
yes.
You'll be able to stay there.
Yeah.
Your vacation.
Any of the rooms that you're booking after, I think it's in July that they're starting to book rooms at
like
the Polynesian.
End of July, middle of July. I think like July 19th or 20th, something like that.
It's July. Yeah.
Anyways, July. Guys, take a look for yourselves, but yeah, Polynesian you can start booking like towards like the middle end of July.
Yes.
All right, guys. So, let's get to the big news. Should we start with the very big, or should we talk about the event we're going to first?
Let's do the event first.
Okay. Before we get to the big news, which you guys already know, but you're going to hear our two cents on it.
Yes.
We did get tickets to Touch of Disney.
Yeah, a Touch of Disney at DCA. It's the ticketed event. The tickets went on sale. It was March 4th. March 4th, they went on sale.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a few days ago. And it feels like it was 6 months ago. It was such an exhausting ordeal. Like, why? Okay. First off, do you want to talk before I go into my rant?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we did get tickets. Yeah, it seemed like there were some issues in the very beginning of the morning. I think maybe just too many people were like logged in and whatnot. And then like it paused for a second And I think, honestly, I think the site just might have crashed.
Okay, you're telling this wrong. So.
I will step down.
Okay, it was a disaster. If you have ever had to, I mean, I'm sure lots of people are aware of like the Shop Disney events that will go on where something is like released at a certain time, the site crashes, you have it in your cart, you're ready to check out, it doesn't accept your payment for whatever reason, and then the site crashes, and then by the time you get back to check out, it's gone. This was basically that. I don't know why I had faith in Disney's IT department to actually run a smooth web campaign for anything because, you know, Disney has so much money and I will never understand why their websites continuously suck. Like, their websites are just bad. Anyways, that being said, I know that a lot of people were upset because there was no time announced for when a Touch of Disney tickets would go on sale. We just knew. Keep your eye on the Legacy Passholder Facebook page to become like one of the first or among the first to know when tickets go on sale. I read that as, okay, so they're just going to like post the link. Like once it's live, they're going to say, hey, get your tickets now. Apparently a lot of other people read that as they're going to, you know, give us a sneak preview into getting tickets first, or they're going to announce it to us. Hey, at 8 a.m., we're telling you that it's going to be at 10 a.m. that these tickets are going on sale, and only you guys know in this public Facebook page. Like, come on. So, well, I guess a lot of people were really upset that Disney did not tell them in advance and did not do anything for these legacy pass holders. Sorry, I'm not on board with that. Anyway, so luckily, my friend Jess was also looking. Hey, Jess. Podcast listener. So she was also looking for tickets and she was, you know, stalking the pages that I was stalking. And she let me know, hey, there's a ticket, like there's a button there that says something like, you know, check for tickets here or something like that. And this was probably about what, like 8:20 in the morning that I told you, oh my gosh.
That whole morning was kind of a blur to me, to be honest with you. I think I was just cooking breakfast. And
it feels like it was 6 days in one. So just let me know, cause I like totally overlooked that area. I'm like, oh, thank God she did. So I click on it on my laptop. I've got it on my phone. I've got it on my iPad. I've got it on Google Chrome on my laptop as well as Safari. So it's two separate pages. All right. And Tony's got it open too on his phone.
Yeah. I had it open on my phone as well.
Yep. So we've got five different screens going for this. And we find like everybody finally, when the tickets open up, what was it, like 10 a.m. or was it 9 a.m.?
I want to say it was 9.
9:30?
I think it was 9.
Somewhere between 9 and 9:30, I think.
I don't remember anymore.
So, yeah, exactly. So we were, you know, in the waiting room now. We're in the queue and it's like, all right, everybody is, your wait is over an hour. And then my screen, my very first screen on my computer starts to go down. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got 56 minutes. Oh my gosh, it's down to 48 minutes. Oh my gosh, it's down to 9 minutes. Oh, it's back up to 46 minutes. Oh my God, it's down to 7 minutes. Oh, now it's at 40 minutes. I don't know what's going on. So it keeps going back and forth. And then finally, after what feels like forever, I get down to 1 minute. 1 minute wait.
Yep.
And then it's about to let me in. And suddenly it freezes. Mm-hmm. Everybody freezes. I thought that it was just me at first. I'm like, are you kidding? It sold out right before I got in there. Typical my luck. Nope, that's not what it was. Just the system froze.
Yeah.
And I mean, why? Tony, talk about the system freezing.
No, I mean, it just froze. I think there was just too many people all at once. And I know people that, like, I don't think anyone even got tickets that first round. I think people were in the cart and then it just kind of like spazzed out on them. It froze on them because then we asked on our Instagram page, and a lot of, we saw so many people frustrated too. I didn't see one person that actually even scored any tickets. So I think there was just a problem with the website, and I think the whole thing just froze and just, yeah, that's what happened. And then I think finally they were able to maybe, I don't know, maybe they were testing to see how many people there were. I don't know what was going on. But then eventually, like what, like maybe a half hour later, 45 minutes later, they started to
went
back into the queue.
Everything pauses and it says it's paused. So there's hope that it doesn't say it's sold out. But, you know, nobody knows what's going on for sure. And we're all just like have our own fan theories going and freaking out. But then I think once we were looking through our Instagram and saw that nobody had gotten tickets that we follow, I was like, okay, there's something off here, because there were a lot of people trying at all hours of the night. Like, I had a sleepless night. I kept waking up because I'm like, are they going to release it at midnight? Are they going to release it at 3 a.m.? Every hour I was checking to make sure they hadn't been released.
Yeah. And I think, and then I think, like, what, maybe 10, 15 minutes later, like, there was a note that said, oh, tickets aren't sold out. Don't worry,
yes,
guys.
Yeah, we're having, like, an issue. So at least Disney eventually let us know, and we all still waited. Anyways, the same screen that was looking promising for me once it was up and running again, that's what we ended up getting tickets on. So we're going two different days, and we were happy with our selections. It was our first two dates that we wanted to go, and we got them, and everything was great. And it was probably, like, I don't know, like, noon at this time. Like, it felt, like, so long that I was doing this.
Yeah, well, I saw some people were, like, for, like, 5-6 hours trying to get tickets.
If not more. Yeah. We were probably, like, 11:30.
We were one of the first ones to get tickets, actually. And we got the dates we wanted. We actually got two Saturdays. And this weekend sold out first, I think.
Yeah, they did.
And then they actually, Disney, because they just saw the high demand, so many people buying tickets, they extended the event 2 weeks to April 19th, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, so it is extended. I did see people that were into the evening hours, like 5-6 o'clock our time, were just getting their tickets, and they were in the queue since like 8:30 in the morning. So crazy. It's done. It is sold out. And I never want to go through another ticketed event experience for Disney again. Oh, wait.
So, before we get right into that, let me just say, I cannot wait until everyone tries to get a Lamplight Lounge reservation on March 11th now.
Oh my gosh, that's this week.
Now, that's going to be the next stressful thing, because I guarantee those are going to book up quick.
Yeah, that's another thing. I will be sitting at my computer Thursday morning, ready to go.
I was thinking, though, they could, like, extend the restaurant a little bit more. Like, they could add more outdoors dining to Lamplight Lounge, like, around the pier and things, if they had to.
I think that they will. I think that they have to, because there's going to be a huge demand for people wanting to get Lamplight reservations.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we went through all of that, and then come about, what is it,
the next day,
2 o'clock the very next day, Danny sends me a text saying, and it's like a news article, that theme parks in LA County, Orange County, in California, as long as you're in the red tier, can open at 15%
on April 1st.
Yes, so that is a few weeks away.
Yeah.
And I was in my car, and I was making some sales calls, and as soon as I saw that, like, I couldn't concentrate anymore. I was just freaking out, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, we're going to Disneyland, we're going to Disneyland.
Okay, so not gonna lie, I also could not concentrate. I was in the middle of placing an online order, and it was like a couple $100 that I was placing an order for. I placed it, and then I couldn't, and then I X'd out of the screen really quick, and then I couldn't remember, did I place that order? And then I'm looking through my emails, I'm looking through my orders, nothing's popping up. I'm like, I must not have done it. So I redid my entire cart, placed the exact same order for a couple $100 a second time. So I have double the order coming, and now I'm going to have to do a return because I was so distracted by this news. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on right now? I got to place this order, but what is going on? Yeah.
So the theme parks can open in the red tier. We're not talking just Disneyland. We're talking Universal Studios, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, Magic Mountain. Danny and I, we're strictly Disney people.
Yes.
I mean, I do want to hit up Universal. I do want to check out, like, the Harry Potter land, all that stuff. Like, I really do. But when it comes down to it, it's like, why are we paying this much money when, you know, we can just go to Disneyland?
Yeah, I'm definitely a Disney person for sure.
But okay, so Danny, explain to us, like, what the red tier is. So we're going to go through the tiers, talk about what that might mean, and then we're going to kind of give our predictions, like, what will open, what might not open, when will Disneyland potentially open? Because just because they can open April 1st does not mean they're necessarily going to. Don't forget, they just sold out a California Adventure food event until April 19th.
We're
going to get into a lot of stuff right now.
We have a lot of thoughts. So for those of you that do not live in California or just are not paying attention, California is operating in a tier-based system. There is blue, purple, red, orange, and yellow tiers.
There's a blue tier?
There is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The blue tier is the stay-at-home order tier. So okay, that's when regions have below 15% ICU capacity. So we just got over that not too long ago because we were doing horribly. Now, we, LA County and Orange County, currently, as of the recording of this podcast, are in the purple tier. So that is when counties have more than 7 daily new cases per 100,000 residents, or a higher than 8% positivity rate. Okay, so LA County and Orange County are both expected to move into the red tier at some point within this week that we are recording the podcast.
Okay.
That will be between 4 to 7 daily new cases per 100,000 residents, or a 5 to 8% positivity rate of COVID tests.
Right.
Then you move into the orange, which is 1 to 3.9 daily new cases per 100,000 people, or a 2 to 4.9% positivity rate. And then you finally move into the minimal or yellow tier, which is less than 1 daily new case per 100,000 residents, or less than a 2% positivity rate.
Nerd. Okay.
Are you following?
Guys.
So basically, right now we're in purple. We're expected to go into red. Red is what we're going to first be talking about, because that's when theme parks can open. They have the green light.
Okay. So talk about what it means for Disneyland and California Adventure going into the red tier. What are the restrictions that they have to follow in the red tier?
Maximum of 15%.
Okay, so we did the math, and I'm sure you guys have already watched some YouTube videos and some other podcasts that have talked about this. So that's for Disneyland about 12,000 people.
Okay.
For 15%. And I think for California Adventure, it's even less. I think it's like 8,000 or something like that. Because I think California Adventure, I think it's like a 50 to 60,000 capacity at full capacity. And then Disneyland's 80,000. So that's about what we're looking at for capacity wise. So if you guys thought Touch of Disney tickets were stressful to get, imagine how bad Disneyland and DCA is going to be.
Touch of Disney was sold at a 25% occupant rate.
Yeah.
This is 15% for red.
Yes. Yeah,
so for theme parks to open.
15%. And then, Touch of Disney was 25%. Now, this is interesting because I know some people are thinking, like, if you have an April ticket to the Touch of Disney, that they're going to open some rides. I've seen some people think that.
Really?
They're not going to.
No way.
Because they can't operate at 25%.
Correct.
And they're not going to say, oh, sorry, your tickets are canceled so we can operate rides.
Exactly.
No, not going to happen.
Exactly. Also, some restrictions in the red tier. Indoor capacity is a maximum of 15% with time restrictions. So I've seen a lot of people saying, like, no indoor rides. That's not what I have seen.
That's fake news.
Yeah. I have seen that there are restrictions on indoor rides, and that would be this restriction. So let's say that a ride capacity is 100 people. I know that it's going to be way more than that at Disney. Every single ride, the capacity indoors is way more.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was 100 people, then 15 people at a time could be in the indoor ride.
I think they're going to have the markings down on the floor. And I think as long as people are on their markings, and honestly, I think what they're going to do is, you're just, one party is going to get a vehicle to themselves. That's what's going to happen.
It's going to be like when Disney World first opened.
Exactly.
A little bit less, but it's going to be the same idea.
Yeah, so they'll have the markings on the floor, so that won't bring too many people inside, like, the line queues.
Yep.
They'll have the plexiglass, and then they'll just, like, okay, so if Danny and I wanted to go on Indiana Jones, we would have a car to ourselves. If
that
we want to go on
great.
Pirates, we'll have a boat to ourselves. And that's what I think's they're going to do just to keep the capacity low.
I completely agree.
I don't think they're going to use like crazy technical math. They're just going to keep it super empty.
Yes. No indoor dining.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nothing new for California. We haven't had indoor dining, at least in LA County.
By the way, this is just my guess, guys. I don't want you guys to think this is news at all.
What
I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes.
And then there is also a weekly worker testing program. So weekly, the cast members that are working the actual theme park portion, if, you know, only Disneyland is open and DCA is just running the food event, let's say. So the people working at Disneyland would have to get a weekly COVID test.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the unions can argue for, you know, anybody period working as a CM could get the weekly COVID test, but these are just the California guidelines. And this is the big one that's making a lot of people angry. Not so much me, because I benefit from it, but it is limited to in-state visitors only. So only California residents can come to Disneyland in the red tier.
Ha ha. No, I'm joking. No, I mean, I'm not. I get it. And the thing is, so many people from California, like, haven't been able to have that theme park yet. And it is a local park. And I'm not saying people can't come visit. I do think eventually people will, and we'll get to that soon. But let's stick on to the red tier for now. It's unfortunate, but they don't want people traveling from all over the place to come to Disneyland right
exactly.
now. Exactly. And also, if we had more travelers, I don't know.
It could spike the cases again. I mean, as it is right now, there's pretty strict travel, not necessarily restrictions because they're not like brutally enforced or anything, but there are strict travel recommendations for the state of California, whether it is within, you know, residents going to different areas or people coming into our state. So I understand it.
Okay. So let's break down the red tier. So 15% each park. It seems like there will not be any park hopping, obviously.
I would think not, because that would be ridiculous trying to count and keep track.
So you'll either have to pick DCA or Disneyland.
Yes.
Now, I guess, how much money do you think tickets are going to be?
Okay, so this has been a topic of conversation. I think all weekend we've been having this. I think it's going to be within $150 to $200. But my final answer for the ticket price is $169
okay.
per ticket.
I'm going to go with $149 just because I think the parks are going to be... I mean, that's kind of the price I think a one day for like the busiest weekend was when we first, you know, when the parks first closed, it was around that price. So I think they're going to keep it that price only because I don't think they want to increase the price just because hours are going to be limited. There's not going to be any nighttime entertainment. There's not going to be any characters. You're really just going to walk around, eat some snacks, and go on some rides. I don't see them raising the price too much from where it was already, especially if you can only go to one park and not even park hop.
Maybe. I mean, they still want to make money, though.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Okay, so I guess the next question I have is, when do you think the park is going to open?
Okay, so I have two theories on this.
Okay.
And we'll see. So we talked about it a lot. So I either think that April 1st, Disneyland will open if they're able to. I think that they want the money and they'll make it happen. I don't think that the A Touch of Disney event will be canceled in any shape or form, like at all. I think that that will continue. It will take some serious crowd control to make sure that the Disneyland people are on the Disneyland side and the DCA people are on the DCA side. However, if you've walked through New Orleans Square during Fantasmic, you know that Disney is the one that's able to do this. Any kind of traffic control, period. They'll make it happen. It'll work.
Mm-hmm.
So I could either see Disneyland, as soon as they're able to open, they're going to be like, all right, we're open. Come on in. That's going to suck for us over on the other side, having major FOMO and just eating some food in DCA and not over in Disneyland. But if not that, then I think... I don't want to say the next one because I know that it's your idea. So okay. I'll let you go.
All right. So I think Disneyland... will open as soon as they can. I don't think they're going to wait for like a specific huge moment. Like I know some people think they're going to wait until Touch of Disney is finished, but I don't think they will because...
I've seen people say that they're going to wait for the anniversary in July. I'm like, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, they're not going to wait that
long. That is 3 months worth of money that Disney wouldn't be making.
They're losing money on the parks. And even though 15% capacity, yeah, you guys think they might lose money, but think about it. They don't need to bring all their staff back. They're not going to have the nighttime shows. They're not going to have entertainers. Yeah. They're not going to have so much. It's going to be a limited Disney.
Yes. And just the ticket sales alone, that's a couple million dollars.
Not all the restaurants are going to be open.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's going to be bare minimum Disney as it is already. I think they will be making money. Think about the merchandise people will buy. They will buy food.
Yep.
Not to mention, like Danny just said, the tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to make money. Not to mention, it's going to help the surrounding businesses around them, too, because they can't let those businesses fail either.
For sure.
It's part of the whole Disney experience. So, I know they're itching to get back. I could possibly see them waiting till Touch of Disney's over to open up.
And then open up both sides.
And open up both sides May 1st. But hear me out. This is what I think might happen. They're going to open up Disneyland, maybe not April 1st, but maybe like the first 2 weeks of April, just to kind of at least get that ball rolling. And then May 1st, So Touch of Disney's done. They're going to wait a couple weeks to open up DCA. May 1st, they will open up DCA with Avengers Campus.
Yes.
Possibly. That's kind of like, I have a feeling in May, we might have gotten from the red tier to the orange tier, which will bring 25% capacity. And I think they could open up Avengers Campus with orange tier. People think we're going to get in yellow tier really quick.
God, no.
No, it's going to take till like fall, maybe. Maybe even longer.
I don't even think we're going to get into the orange tier that quickly, because you have to remain in a tier for so long before you can and meet qualifications of the next tier before you can move on. I completely agree with you, though. I also don't know that like April 1st will be like the... I think Disneyland's going to open when they're able and ready to. I don't think it's going to be like a, oh, April 1st. Oh, April 15th. It's going to be like, hey, April 17th, we're going to be ready to go, guys. So let's start selling tickets that day, you know? But I do think...
It's going to be quick. It's going to be quick.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a long...
I do think they're going to run through the A Touch of Disney ticketed event. Then they will be done. And that is a perfect opening date for DCA in May. Just because then that gives them time to clean up after the event, remove the food booth, so on and so forth, get things all prepped and ready for the crowds that are actually going to be going on rides.
Yeah. So that's just kind of what I see happening. I don't think they'll... that's if California, Orange County is in the orange tier by then. I don't know if they'll open it up with only 15%, if they'll open up Avengers Campus with that. But I do think once it gets to the orange tier where we can get to 25%, I think it'll open up.
Now, if they, like, let's say we stick in the red tier for a couple of months, do you think that they'll open Disneyland? I mean, for sure, I think 100% Disneyland is open. Now my question is, will DCA reopen as a theme park? Or if it's in the red tier at such a minimized capacity of 15%, will they just continue running as a food event at 25%? Because it's more people.
Ooh, okay, because the... Really realistic? No, because I think
the tickets are
the ticket price.
Though.
The ticket prices will kind of, and people are. I mean, honestly, DCA without a food event is already a food event.
It's so true. Like, it really is.
That's the park where we go, where we spend all of our money on drinks, food. Yeah. Like, they don't need to have a food event. DCA is a food event all the time
in itself. Yeah.
So
almost like Epcot.
It is. Like, honestly, for me, like, DCA is like a mix of Epcot and Hollywood Studios just smushed together.
But better versions of both of them. Don't at me. I know.
Go ahead.
I know.
Go ahead, guys. At her. I won't get mad. But so that's kind of what I think is going to happen. Now, restaurants, no indoor dining.
Correct.
So what do you think? So what will be open? Let's go through the list. What's going to be open? What's going to be closed?
Blue Bayou is completely closed. Club 33 is completely closed. Not that I could get in there anyways.
Oga's Cantina will be closed.
You
can't go into the cantina.
Correct. Cafe Orleans will be open.
Hopefully.
Of course they will be. They have...
This is if they open all the outdoor restaurants.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be open. Yeah, yeah. This is in my, you know, thoughts. Cafe Orleans will be open. Carnation Cafe.
Hungry Bear restaurant.
Yes, Hungry Bear. The Plaza Inn will be open.
For outdoor dining only.
Yep.
Okay.
Pizza Planet will be open, I guess, maybe.
Is that outdoor?
It does have some outdoor, but it's very small outdoor. But don't forget, they could also add... like tables and stuff like that to the area and make it, you know, more people could eat there.
Then you have, you know, your pretzels, your pickles, your Dole Whips.
Yeah.
That'll all be open.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Tiki Room will be open.
Oh. I mean, it could be at 15% capacity.
That's kind of creepy to be in there at 15% capacity. I'm not going to lie.
That's awesome.
That would be terrifying.
I would love that.
No, thank you. Okay, guys, so that is when that's the red tier. So that's kind of like our prediction, what we think is going to happen, when things are going to open. So we are both on the same board, same boat, that
yes,
Disneyland will open as soon as they're able to.
Yeah. And DCA, it'll like, probably hold off for a little bit, whether it's just to finish the food event or if it's to hold out for the orange tier to open Avengers Campus.
I think they know Disney. Now, I did hear a theory. Remember a few weeks ago when I said they'll do it into two sections, morning.
Yeah, you did.
And afternoon. I've heard a couple people talking that they might still do that.
Ugh.
So they can get at least 24,000 people in a day at Disneyland to get more money and make to get more people in and make more money. Do you think they could still do that?
I could see them doing that. They would have to, the tickets would have to be cheaper than
Tokyo Disney did that.
I think the tickets would have to be cheaper than what either one of us believed, because really, what would the operating hours be then? Like, you go from 8 to 2 and then from 4 till 10.
You're right. And also, think about just having to bring more workers back to, like, that you'd have to bring more employees back for.
Yeah, because like, that's going to be over an 8-hour shift for somebody that are you're paying their overtime.
Honestly, I think they'll be running at like an 8-hour day. Just a straight 8-hour day, like they're like doing Touch of Disney, like 10 to 6 or 12 to 8. Maybe 11 to 7, something like that.
Yeah.
And they'll just have one shift of workers, just work a full day, full-time shift.
I could see that.
They'll bring their full-time workers back just to kind of, maybe.
I could definitely see that, yes. So when we get to the orange tier, this is what changes.
Mm-hmm.
We can now have a 25% capacity, as well as the indoor ride capacity at 25%. Okay. We still have the weekly worker testing program. And it says with other modifications. So maybe they just haven't decided what other modifications are going to be. And this is still in-state visitors only at Orange.
Ooh, okay. So it seems like in-state visitors only are going to be around for quite some time.
Oh, quite some time. Shall I go on to the yellow?
Well, let's talk about Orange now. So now we're at 25%. So you're looking at like, what, 20-something thousand people maybe in the park?
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, because 20% of 80 is 20. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that's a good number, I think.
It is.
And, yeah, I guess not much more to say about that. Now, will there be indoor dining when it gets to the orange tier?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. So, I think once it gets to orange tier, they will have, like, a limited capacity at indoor dining.
Probably. And that's probably what the little bullet point for it with other modifications is.
And that's
is.
When like Blue Bayou and things like that can open up probably.
Ooh, I would love to go to Blue Bayou when it's like super empty. I'd finally get a table by the water.
We got
to
make it happen.
I know. Okay, so then in the yellow tier.
Ooh,
so this is,
or the Cars table at Lamplight Lounge.
See, I wonder if we're going to have like the opportunity to be like, hey, since it's so limited, can we have the office?
Oh my
Can
gosh.
We have the Cars table?
Stop it.
And it's like, oh, wow, nobody's asked that before because nobody knows about it. So, yes, of course, you can dine here my wildest dreams.
And then we get the bill and it's like $2,000.
Didn't we mention there's a surcharge for this fine dining establishment? Anyway, I just turned halfway British with that. So we're going into yellow.
Okay.
This is now a 35% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And the indoor capacity is still at 25%.
Okay.
Still with the weekly worker testing program, still with other modifications.
So indoor dining still at 25% in the yellow?
Indoor capacity max is 25%, yeah.
So same with, okay.
So I don't know if that's just, you know, dining or it just says indoor capacity.
Okay.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
So probably the dining and the rides and all of that. And still in the yellow, in-state visitors only.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think that'll end up changing just because by the time we get to yellow, it's going to be like, okay, I think a lot more things are going to be opened.
More people will be vaccinated.
Vaccinated, yeah.
Vaccinated. Oh my gosh. More people will be vaccinated. Yes, and more people will be vaccinated. And I mean, I think they're just saying no visitors for now because they want to see how it's going to go.
Yeah.
But I could see it by the yellow tier because honestly, by then, the cases are so minimal.
It's so low.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that this is, you know, these are living, breathing restrictions. They will change as time goes on, as time is necessary, as things progress.
I will say it is going to be a lot more strict than Florida, though.
Like, oh, 100%.
Like, they will stick to these rules. It's not going to be like, oh, okay, we're going to open here and here.
Yeah.
Because Disney World right now could run at 100% capacity if they wanted to.
No, and they're not. And you know why? Because that's corporate social responsibility.
Yeah.
Because the businesses are doing more than the freaking governor in Florida. Just saying.
Anyways, so I'm going to go back to being Mr. Nice Guy. So California, yeah. So it's going to be awesome to have that park for such a limited capacity as a fan.
It will.
I'm hoping COVID disappears and everyone can get back to work and we can have the park we want because really it's not going to be the same. I understand that and I know it's not going to be the same.
Unfortunately, I don't know that COVID will ever completely go away. And
no, it won't.
I mean, already, you know, there's talks of needing booster vaccines because the, you know, people aren't getting vaccinated quick enough. And I don't think a lot of people are going to choose to get vaccinated for whatever reason. I am very pro, I got vaccinated. But with that, there's going to be more mutations that go along, and then you're no longer vaccinated against that mutation. So some of this might be our new reality. We're going to adjust to it. But yes, I think things will change as time goes on as well.
So what theme parks do you think we're going to go to more? Do you think we're going to be going to Disneyland more or DCA more? Because now, now it's like we have to choose which park to go to. We've never had to choose which park we have to go to.
No, we've never even been blocked out from one park or the other. We've never had that pass. So we've always just been able to go to both.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, so I can say...
I feel like we're going to just switch every other time we go. We're going to go pretty, this time.
So we've got two tickets already for the A Touch of Disney event. Yes, we don't get on any other rides, but we do get to walk around and experience it, you know, for the most part. I think that the first two trips we do will probably both be for Disneyland.
Okay.
Whenever we are able to buy tickets. And then I think we'll probably go over to DCA to experience that. I kind of think, you know, it's two different experiences. I love DCA. I really do. I've grown to love that park so much.
It's a beautiful park.
It really is. And it's just a different feel.
And what they've done to the park, like, it's advanced and it's gotten so much better over the years. And it's honestly become just... I feel like it's really just like a park for adults almost. Like it, yeah. It really has that like adult date night type vibe when you're just out there with like your husband, your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, you
or guys just your friends and having a good time.
Yeah. Friends. Yeah. And then kids can enjoy it too.
Yes.
And I think it's a great park for just everyone. Like yes. It really has a little bit for everybody there.
It does. I completely agree. But it is two different experiences and it really depends what you're going to be looking for. So initially, I think there's going to be a big hype for going to Disneyland because people are going to be craving. We haven't gotten any bit of Disneyland. We haven't been able to cross those gates. Mm-hmm. We've at least been able to walk down Buena Vista Street. So I think it's going to be, for me, Disneyland is what I'm most excited to get back into. But then as time goes on, it's like, you know, you go to DCA to kind of relax and chill and have drinks and food and go on some like fun thrill rides.
But we're
going
to get that already.
But we also have never had to pay to go to DCA. And like, we spend a lot of money whenever we do go to DCA because we typically go to Lamplight Lounge or get drinks at Sonoma Terrace or something. And so we end up, you know, spending a few bills almost every single trip.
Mm-hmm.
And do we want to spend that much money plus the cost of admission?
Yeah, that's the thing. We'll have to like kind of simmer down a little bit probably when we go to DCA and not spend all that money. So... yeah, who knows? Maybe they'll charge different prices for like which day of the week you go to, things like that.
Maybe eventually, yeah.
Probably not at first.
No,
not at the
15% at first it's going to be here is the price, pay it. Come on in.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are very optimistic and think we're going to be in the orange tier sooner than later.
Well, you were one of them that was just at the beginning saying, I think next month, I think in May.
I think May. Yeah. That's not being optimistic. I hear people saying, oh, there'll be an orange tier by the first week of April. I'm
are
like,
are they crazy?
I don't know, man. Like, yeah, like the cases have dropped a lot, but it's still not that good. Yeah. Like, it's not as good as a lot of other places. So I wouldn't cross your fingers that we're going to be out of the orange tier till
May. The thing is, we're very...
or end of April,
we're
at least.
A very populated area in a small space. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you want land or something to own, you're not coming to Southern California. Especially, like, not in, you know, there might be some areas in the boondocks that you might go to. But for LA and Orange County, that's not where you're going for any kind of land. You're living to, you know, be right on top of your neighbor.
So I want to do Buzz Lightyear first because I want to touch the gun before anybody else does.
Oh my gosh. Rope drop Buzz Lightyear?
Rope drop Buzz Lightyear.
That sounds pathetic.
I know, but we haven't played in a year. I'm getting rusty.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine how low our scores are going to be? Well, we will come equipped with Clorox wipes and tons of hand sanitizer so we can, you know, Clorox it before we use it.
We will have the highest score on Buzz Lightyear that there has over a year.
Oh my gosh, because we'll be the first ones to ride it.
The highest score in a year on Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but real talk. What, like, because I know what ride I have been craving for like the past few weeks, like I cannot get this particular ride out of my head.
This is so much fun to talk because it's like a reality that we're going to be going to the theme park because, and going on rides.
You know
what's
really sad actually is before I get to my question, yesterday, so we are recording this podcast on Sunday, the seventh?
Yeah.
The seventh. So yesterday, the sixth, was 1 year since we had been in a Disney park.
Oh my gosh.
Because we ended up going, it was like a last minute, like Friday night. Hey, you want to go to the parks? Yeah, sure. Let's do it after work. I think I left work a couple hours early. We went, we got dinner at Blacktop, which was horrible. Don't recommend, but a lot of people like it for whatever reason. And it was a really nice night and we just had fun. And it popped up on the memories that that was our last trip. And then I think it was like over that next, you know, couple of days that things got like started getting bad. And then that next week, Disney had announced that they would be closing on what, the 14th, I believe. And we had the, like, we could have gone, but it was like, oh no, there's like three cases in LA. We shouldn't go. Like, and now looking back, it's like, oh my gosh, three cases. I wish for those days. But yeah, so we didn't go the final weekend it was open, but it has been over a year since we have been in a Disney park.
So what do you want your first ride to be when we get back?
Back to my question. Yes. So my first ride that I cannot get out of my head is Pirates of the Caribbean. I miss it so terribly.
Me too. That's actually my ride.
Really?
Yeah.
This is why we're married.
No, that's not why we're married. But no, like, so I'm thinking we'll rush over to Buzz, play one round just so we can touch the gun before everyone else, and then we will go right over to Pirates and go on Pirates.
I mean, but then Buzz is our first ride. And then we're going to be the only people in the world that are like, our first ride back to Disneyland was Buzz Lightyear. Like, oh.
And then we'll do Haunted Mansion.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm missing that one really bad,
but that's going to be interesting because the elevator is not going to be working and it's a real elevator. So how are we going to enter into Haunted Mansion?
Why won't the elevator work?
You're not allowed to be in an elevator. Like, we can't be in an enclosed space like that. Like, you know how...
Even at like 15% capacity?
Well, the Disney World version, the stretching room, you just walk right through. You don't...
Oh.
So, and... But... The thing is, with Disney World, it's not a real elevator. Haunted Mansion is an elevator.
That's interesting. Maybe there's stairs or something.
I'm wondering how they'll work that out.
But there's got to be like a handicap entrance too. Well, I guess they could go through the exit. Yeah.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Interesting.
See, there's going to be a lot of cool things that are going to be very different than, you know, the way they're doing things at Disney World.
It's going to feel like a whole new experience. Like, this is somewhere that we were born and raised going every, you know, year, month of our entire lives. And now it's going to be foreign territory for us.
Boarding groups for Rise of the Resistance. Like, is Galaxy's Edge going to be open in the beginning?
I would think so.
Like, just, I don't know how they're going to do things. Will there be a boarding group even with 15% capacity? Will they need to have a boarding group? Maybe they'll just have the marks and people can just line up
for it. No, I think that they would still, because could you imagine the marks, how long those would go? It would be around the entire park.
It's a really long line queue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but no, I think that will still be boarding groups for Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
For sure. Even Hollywood Studios is still doing it. So yeah.
Oh boy. I can't wait.
I know. I'm very excited. This was new. And I had so many people on Instagram being like, is this an April Fool's joke? And I'm like, but it's March. But I guess just because, like, you know, as soon as April 1st, they could open. And I'm like, no, it's not. This is a real news site. Like, yay. There are also people, and I kind of fall into this a little bit too, that are a little hesitant about the parks opening. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, are we really doing this again where California is going to try to reopen too quickly? And I got nervous. But then I read it and I'm reading through the different restrictions and stuff. I'm like, no, I would feel safe there.
What's the difference between a 15% Disneyland or a 25% Downtown Disney?
Exactly. And that's what you told me too. And I was like, you're completely right. Yes. Well, and,
you know, like,
yeah,
I would feel safer at a bigger theme park where, like, if there were too many people around, I can just go walk over to the side, or I can kind of chill, or...
And not as much, like, eating or drinking, obviously, if you're at a theme park actually going on rides and stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to feel very safe. I've said it before, the Disney, just our few times we've gone to Downtown Disney, I feel incredibly safe there. And, you know, it's a perk that I'm going to be fully vaccinated for all of this as well. Like, that'll make me feel a lot more at ease with my high risk condition. And I, you know, I think Disney has just done such a great job of unfortunately having to police people that are there that don't want to listen to the rules. And don't be those people. And I know that if you're listening to us, you're not those people because you guys are wonderful people. But there was even a news article I saw last week that cast members are getting spit on and cussed at because they're trying to enforce the rules. It's like, these are just the workers. Like, what's wrong with you?
Well, and I'm afraid to say that it's going to happen at Disneyland too.
Of course it will.
Like, the first week, within the first week, we're going to see like a YouTube video of someone being a jerk and security has to come. Newsflash for you guys, you know, the plaid shirts, their whole job is to just walk around, ask you once. They ask you once to put your mask on. If you don't do it, the second they tell you to do it, they call security right away and you're out.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. If any,
let's all have safe fun.
All of you guys listening are really cool. So I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have to worry about you guys that are listening here.
No, because you guys are wonderful and fabulous.
But I guarantee there will be those people that.
Unfortunately, I mean, there's always, you know, the bad apples. So let's just make sure that it is the vast minority and not the majority.
Yeah, but guys, we are really, really excited. I can't wait. And I want to thank you guys, the listeners, so much for listening to us for a whole year of us not even going to theme parks.
And just having lists of things that we like or don't like.
I love lists, but I love Disney more, and I cannot wait to go back.
We'll have a variety.
Do trip reports. New things will be coming. Like, once Avengers Campus opens up, we'll have maybe like a two-part episode on that.
Oh my gosh, like, I'm so excited.
Maybe that's when we'll stay at Grand California for a night, the night before Avengers Campus opens up. If it's kind of falls between the timeline of all that.
Yeah, so that was something that Tony and I had discussed too, since we're not going to be spending all this money going to Disney World in May, we will stay at the Grand Californian. It's something we always wanted to do, so let's spend some money there. We'll stay a night. We can go early the day like before, or the day of our reservation, I guess, and just kind of hang out there.
Well, now I'm wondering about like the Disneyland hotels. Will those open up? Are they going to stay closed? Will they just open maybe one hotel up for guests? Or maybe they won't at all. Maybe they'll leave it Grand California, the DVC, so then the surrounding areas around the park can get the business to help them out.
But do you think Disney really cares about the surrounding business that much?
Yes, at Disneyland, I think they do.
Yeah, because it's like, literally, Anaheim is an entire city of Disney. That's what it is.
They need those smaller hotels across the street on Harbor to thrive.
If you've ever been to City Hall in Anaheim, it's actually not the one you're thinking of. It is the one in Disneyland. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought you were serious for a second. I'm like,
how cool
what?
Would that be though? I'd be like, I'm applying for a job at the city of Anaheim.
Oh boy.
But anyways, I think that they might open. You do bring a good point that maybe they won't open anything outside of the DVC villas that they have right now that are going to be opening at Grand Californian.
Maybe like when they get to like 35
or even 25%
after a little bit. But I think, honestly, like, I mean, maybe not, maybe they will, but then they have to bring more employees back, and it's just more operating, more money that they're going to have to use. And I think they're going to be trying to operate at a minimal.
I think that there's going to be more focus on the theme parks themselves.
Yes.
Maybe in the orange tier at 25%, they will open up another hotel. Now, I know what hotel I think they will be opening.
Which one?
Disneyland Hotel.
See, I think they'll be opening up the Paradise Pier Hotel.
Why? Like, I think, like, the Disneyland Hotel is the hotel. Like, I mean, it's not my favorite one, but that is, like, the one that you think of.
I don't know. I think because they're going to start working on construction on the tower for the Disneyland Hotel.
True.
Pretty soon. And I think just Paradise Pier, it's just kind of out of the way. And I don't know.
It's a longer walk.
Yeah, but you can cut through Grand California to get to it.
True.
But
that is true.
Who knows? We'll see. Maybe they won't open any hotels. Like I said, you have to bring a whole staff of hotel workers back. And like I said, that's more money they're going to have to dish out for minimal capacity.
True. All right. Fine. We'll see what happens.
But we'll leave it there. And I'm so excited. Like, I'm excited to, like, go to Hungry Bear. I'm excited just to, like...
I mean, I don't know that I'm excited to go to Hungry Bear.
No,
but...
like, I've been there once, and the onion rings are so good. But I'm just so excited just to be there, go on rides, and get to, like, do everything that I see all these YouTubers that are going to Disney World doing. I'm like, really? really? Like, this is great. This is cool. I'm just at home every weekend. Now I get to go explore the parks.
I know.
Yeah. I wish we had a pass.
That's
going to be the strangest thing, is actually having to buy tickets when we go.
Being a ticket holder. Like, that's going to be strange. I don't know the last time I was ever a ticket holder and not an annual pass holder.
I know.
But we'll see what happens, guys. I'm sure that there will be more news next week to bring out.
I think next week they're going to announce like opening dates and stuff
like that. I'm sure. I guarantee that they've got like their labor team meeting with the unions right now going over stuff. Like,
oh, I guarantee they worked all weekend.
Yeah, I know. It was like a Friday afternoon. It's like, oh, you think you're going to go home early? Check again. You're staying the night. Like,
probably all exciting, going to the cabin with my kids.
I'm sure like HR was like up all weekend doing like the callback letters and stuff. Like
the mouse himself told him, "Nope, get back to work."
Yep. Oh boy. Anyways, guys, are we closing it out? We're good.
Yeah, guys, we're so excited, and
we could talk all day about our exciting
news. And I feel like we're rambling just because we're so excited, but I mean, you guys have been with us for a whole year, so you can imagine just like how excited we are. I know there were like some episodes where like I got into like a depressed mode at the end. I'm like, thank you guys so much for listening.
I miss it.
But now it's like, yes, it's opening and we're so excited, and finally, like, just everything. You guys have been great. Thank you so much for listening to my list every week. But pretty soon we are going to have trip reports, and it's going to be awesome.
Yes. So thank you guys so much. You are the best in the entire world. You guys make the Disney community, and we love you for it. Make sure you find us on Instagram, Mouse Park Insider. If you have not already, subscribe to our show. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Reviews will really help the podcast grow, help other people find our podcast, and we can continue to give you better content once the parks open.
Mm.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great week.